Emerald and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. A lot of people were getting quite uppity on the text and the WhatsApp because we were calling it Chris Kindle, the thing where you do the present thing. And people are going, no, it's Chris Kringle. Stop getting Christmas wrong. Well, a lot of people are saying, for instance, this one. It actually comes from the German Christkindl, Jesus or Christ child, directly translated. So I don't know where you're getting Kringle from. Kindle makes more sense. That's from Kat in Munich. The Christ kind comes to the kids in Germany and not Santa.
Christkind.
Christkind. So it comes from Kindle. So actually, it's not a tablet. You Kringlers are wrong.
Okay. Somebody says, along with the Kringle Krindle conversation, I once went out with a girl who called it Valentine's Day.
That would be
she'd still
dumped.
Write Valentine's.
Just absolutely dumped.
On the inside of the Valentine's card. Somebody says, I can't cope with people that say River Ireland for River Island or Rosette wine for Rosé. Someone says, God, I know some strange ones.
Who says Rosette wine?
I don't know, but if somebody does, I do not want to go out for a drink with them.
They've touched on something there that definitely annoys me, and it's that we seem to have forgotten the name of our country. Like, it's Ireland, okay? Yeah. That's where we live, yeah? You'd say, I live in Ireland.
Yeah.
If you listen to the ads, it's Ireland, Orland, Ireland.
What ads are you listening to? Ireland.
There's definitely, okay, maybe I exaggerated the last one. But there's Ireland. Definitely a Bank of Ireland.
Right.
And across the whole of Ireland. We don't live anywhere near those places. We live in Ireland. That's
I was in America and I was slagging my wife because she'd never change her delivery event. She's a true dub and not, you know, everything. They don't understand. Like, I remember one time she walked into a gas station, looked at your man and went, fiver on pump five. And your man was like, I'm sorry, what? And it took like 15 minutes for him to understand that she wanted $5 a
petrol. She refuses to back down.
Whereas, as you know, I am the linguistic chameleon going there going, hey man, just stuck $5 on pump five into this gas station. Got any big gulps? Like, I just want to be everyone's friend, right? So I slagged her the whole time we were in America that she was never really understood. Went into a guitar shop, Guitar Center. It was amazing. Taught this guy for ages. And he went, hey man, where are you from? I was like, just because I was like Ireland, and he went, Ireland, Texas, huh? You don't sound like a Texan. And she was like, ha, yes, finally. So somebody misunderstood my terrible American accent. Ireland, Texas.
Well, that's because you were trying to say Ireland, and
I don't know why. Yeah, I did. I failed. It was bad.
The most annoying thing is when we were in America, and you just kept going, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to reach over there and punch him.
The amount of things that annoy Dermot about me, I don't know how we're still friends. Do I not do that normally?
No. You are just being American.
And what's wrong with that? I mean, I just want to make sure everyone understands that we're all having a conversation we can all get on with and everybody is on the same page.
But if you talk to an American, he's not putting on an Irish accent so that you like him more. You don't have to do that.
Let's be honest, most of them are going, oh, you're from Ireland, top of the morning, do you?
I'm a quarter Irish.
If someone says sequence dress instead of sequined dress, the rage I feel is off the charts. I used to think Neil Diamond's song Forever in Blue Jeans was Reverend Blue Jeans.
Okay. We're not starting that now, are we?
My mate calls Monge 2 Mongs and Not.
What?
That makes no sense. Right, so there's enough of those coming in that are just too confusing. Although somebody's mother calls COVID COVA. That's a terrible
thing. I think that just happens to Irish mammies. There's a certain age. It's probably Irish daddies as well. You just hit an age and then you can just start to mispronounce words at will. Cova. Ireland.
Wow, we're having a go at Irish mammies and their mispronunciations of things. My mother says sat-nap instead of sat-nav. I know a woman who calls it Corona 19. My mother calls it Covis, and Brexit she calls breakfast. My mom keeps saying she got the Astra vinegar vaccine. My mother calls Volivants Bolivans and Chicken Kievs Chicken Kiwis. My mother-in-law puts S's at the end of every shop. Lidl's, Aldi's, Tesco's. Drives me mad.
What about the covert, lads?
Oh, covert,
drives me
yeah.
mad. It's written everywhere and said on the news every day for 2 feckin' years. It's COVID.
I worked with a lad who said national anthem instead of national anthem.
National anthem. I have an aunt that calls vodka, Valka, and Smithwick's, Smithwick's, and DVD, VDVs.
Gary in Limerick, and I don't know if this guy was taking the mickey or Gary's taking the mickey. He says, I worked with a guy years ago and some of his sayings were, I heard it through the grapefruit, the world is your lobster, and grass virgin instead of grass verge. My mother-in-law asked for a quickie in Dunn's. She was looking for a quiche.
I'm not buying that one.
No, but it's very funny. The mother's mispronouncing things are still coming in on 087-4100-102. My mum misheard Kris Kringle and called it Crispy Pringle. So now that's what it's known as in our family.
Zenga says, lads, my hubby says Toppenham instead of Tottenham.
Oh.
And Penguin instead of Penguin.
Cumberbatch, Benedict Cumberbatch was narrating a TV show about penguins and we all discovered he couldn't say penguins and kept saying penguins. What? Why is people saying penguins?
He's doing a voiceover on the one word he can't say.
Exactly.
And everyone was too afraid to say it to him. He's saying penguin. Well, you tell him. I'm not telling him.
He's Benedict Cumberbatch. Still laughing at the things that are coming in on 087-4100-102, which are the mothers mispronouncing things. My mom says Martin Spencer's for Marks and Spencer's. My mother says possessed instead of obsessed. And now both my nieces say it and give out to my nephews for playing too much Xbox. You're possessed with that Xbox. They're 3 and 5.
My work colleague keeps saying third world problems instead of first world. His ski trip has been cancelled. Ah, well, third world problems.
That's definitely wrong.
You know the people who say first world problems to everything, so you're not allowed to have a problem with anything
at
anymore.
All, yeah.
So you're like, oh, I dropped my phone. First world problems. No, it's fine.
My aunt was asking a member of staff in Smith's finding a toy once, and she said, where can I find the Grand Prix? She meant Grand Prix quality. And people say package of crisps instead of crisps.
I worked with a guy that pronounced cul-de-sac as curly sack. Used to crack me up. You definitely don't want to go down there.
No, you don't. Somebody says, my parents once got a new car and told everyone it was a Mitsubishi. It was a Mitsubishi.
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 Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.